Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So, Jessica, what's going on?
Nick, this weather needs to knock it off.
I know, right?
This is not what we need to be having
for the fall. It's such a tease. We were getting fall. We were finally getting fall. And then all of a sudden, summer comes back.
It's and I know 90 it's degrees Louis, again. I hate
and we
it.
Do this back and forth thing. But what stinks about it is that we end up with maybe, I don't know, a solid 2 weeks of really nice autumn weather, but it's spread out over a month and a half. Yes. And so it feels like winter just comes immediately.
It's annoying. There was like a 30-point swing in the lows and the highs for one of the days last week. And I'm impatient. I love fall, so I just want the fall weather to be here. And I'm impatient, so that's just a bad combination.
Well, on the plus side, some of the bugs have started to go away.
Oh, have they?
I haven't noticed nearly as many mosquitoes at night, but they're still out, but not quite as many.
Gotcha.
I'm good about that. So was there a story connected to this weather update?
No.
Okay.
I was just really unhappy with this hot weather we're having, and I needed to get that off my chest. So,
well, okay then. So, like, do you have anything for us this week, or are we just going to be the weather channel?
Nope, I do.
Okay.
I want to put a call out to groups who may need service hours or be looking to volunteer. There is an O'Fallon nonprofit called the Metro East Literacy Project, and their mission is to promote a culture of reading within families and our community. So 80% of children from lower income families aren't reading proficiently by the end of their third grade year. And I think that's probably a little worse now with COVID.
Oh, man.
And Linda Mitchell, the founder of the Metro East Literacy Project, is committed to changing that. So they work to take donated books and get them into kids' hands. And they have a really good opportunity come their way to receive thousands of donated books, but they need help with the logistics. They could really use help moving books from the O'Fallon Library into their storage unit, which is here in town, and then at some point later, sorting and preparing the books to go out into the community. There's an event in East St. Louis in mid-December where a group is handing out toys to kids, and Linda is working really hard between now and then to pack bags so that kids who come to get a toy at this event can also leave with a bag of books. She has dates of when volunteers can move or sort or pack bags. She's really organized. She has it all laid out. She just needs helping hands to get it done. So I'm going to put a link to her contact information in the show notes.
Very cool.
So I don't know. Maybe if you have access to a high school sports team or you're a scouting parent, or maybe it's your office. I mean, so many of us have been working from home. If you want to get together with coworkers and do some volunteering for an hour or two, maybe consider helping out the Metro East Literacy Project. Like I said, I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Neat. Well, I heard that we might be getting a new barbecue joint in town. What do we know about that?
There's been some movement on the lot of the old lumberyard on Highway 50 and Cambridge Boulevard, you know, over by Walgreens and the fire station there.
Yeah.
A prior developer went through the development process back in late, I think it was 2019, and plans were approved for a standalone restaurant, a retail center with a drive-thru, and then a retail building.
Okay.
And it looks like a new developer has taken the project on and plans to keep relatively the same concept, and they announced at a city council meeting recently that they're considering a Nashville, Tennessee-based barbecue place for the restaurant. And then they also mentioned the potential for Goshen Coffee to open up on site as well. And Goshen Coffee is a family-owned and operated coffee business straight out of Edwardsville, so they're super local.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to see something finally go
hopefully
there.
We get some movement over there.
Yeah.
Yep. Between that and the new High Point that's going in right across the street, it's going to be a good place for food.
Sure will. So what's on the calendar for this week?
There is a lot you can do this weekend. Friday night, there's a fishing derby at the O'Fallon Family Sports Park in the South Pond. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Then the VFW has their 0.1K fun run on Saturday at 10 a.m. Now, this is a really fun event. So rather than doing a traditional 5K, this 0.1K is the length of one city block. So it starts at the Red Caboose over there on First Street, and then you just walk down to the V.
Or you run. If you're competitive.
You get to race at your own pace. That's my kind of race.
Yeah.
Same with you.
If you're competitive, you can race.
That's true.
Me, I'm a walk guy.
It's funny because you get halfway there, which is like, I don't know, 100 feet, and there's like the halfway
station. The hydration
station.
And they
have a hydration station. Yep. That's right. It truly is an event for everybody. Registration is $30 the day of, and money raised goes to support the VFW National Home for Children and then the Troop Support Fund to help our local vets. So I'll link to that in the show notes. And then next week is also shaping up to be a busy one. Monday is National Taco Day.
Sweet.
I have nothing to promote.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. Back up. Why Monday?
I don't know. Tuesday
seems much more appropriate.
Tuesday's Taco Day, you know, Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday, exactly.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that's like a specific day of the year. And this year it just happens to fall on a Monday.
Yet another thing Congress screwed up.
But the good thing is, you can have tacos Monday and Tuesday.
This is true.
There you go. So?
I mean, okay.
Let's make lemonade out of that lemon.
All right. I think it's weird, but I'm willing to roll with it.
I don't have anything to promote. I just wanted to mention that Monday is National Taco Day. So there you go.
I'd be excited for tacos. I'm cool with that.
Speaking of Tuesday, Tuesday night, October 5th, is the O'Fallon Police Department's Night to Unite. This is a family-friendly, free event held at the community park. It is from 6 to 8 p.m. You can enjoy food, refreshments, and fun. They'll have a swag bag for kids, which I happen to know they have a pretty sweet custom-made O'Fallon police bracelet in those bags.
Neat.
So shout out to Wolfersberger Funeral Home for those. They'll have free raffles for bicycles and pizza. They'll have the vehicles on display, a canine demonstration, and some other stuff. So again, that's Tuesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Hope people can come out for that.
Definitely.
And then a few heads up, Sunday, October 10th is Clergy Appreciation Day. And I know we have so many really fantastic faith leaders in our community, so maybe make a note to reach out to them next Sunday. And then another friendly reminder, Nick, we've talked about this before, Bosses Day is coming up. It is on Saturday, October 16th, but it's being observed on Friday, October 15th. So you've got just a little bit of time left to make preparations for that.
And just as a heads up, weekly staff, I'm sitting here just wondering what's going to go on.
We're going to ask you to report on what you got. No pressure.
No pressure, weekly staff.
And then buckle up, because starting with next week's episode, the weekend events are nonstop for a while. It just seems like people love getting out in the fall and celebrating. So we're going to work really hard to keep you up to date on what's happening with that.
Well, that all sounds pretty fun and super busy. I do have one last thing before we go.
Okay.
Happy International Podcast Day.
Aw, same to you. Sorry, Nick, I didn't get you anything.
It's okay. You know.
Well, let's talk about podcasts.
I expect that with the Bosses Day, too. So, you know, whatever.
I set you up for that.
I was going to say.
What I love about podcasting is it has a relatively low barrier for entry. So, you and I have a great setup here. You have a very nice soundboard. We have these really solid, like, broadcasting professional headsets and microphones. But if you didn't have that, you could still, I'm pretty sure you could just record something on an iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
Edit and then upload it to a service.
Totally.
And it's really easy to get started. And what I love about that is because of that, there is such a diversity of podcasts out there.
There are.
There is something for everybody.
There are.
Do you have a couple? What's one that you consistently listen to?
One that I am a big fan of is called Talking Sopranos.
Okay.
And if you're a fan of the show The Sopranos, a couple of the actors, they do this where they go episode by episode and talk about the making of the episode, behind the scenes stuff in the episode.
Oh, that's
neat. Kind of go through the plot line of the episode a little bit and everything. They bring on other actors as guests to talk about the episodes and all that. And I really, really enjoy that.
That's awesome. And isn't there a new Sopranos movie or
the day this drops, the Many Saints of Newark comes out at your local Marcus Theater here in O'Fallon.
There you go.
So what do you like to listen to?
I have several. I mean, I'm nerdy, so a lot of mine are like educational or sort of history.
Hey, mothers that are way more nerdy than what you're talking about, and that's why I'm not bringing them up.
But I would say the one I consistently listen to is This American Life. It is really well produced. It's a lot of fun and interesting stories. There's some history in there. I always learn something. So, and I did cry in an airplane once listening to an episode. So my husband has told me, like, I can't do that anymore. No more of This American Life while we're traveling.
It's a different kind of nerdy. All right. Well, Jess, unless you have anything else, I need to head out.
That's all I've got. Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
Talk to you. This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.